Okay, we haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet, but America's biggest shopping season is right around the corner. And Amazon workers, they're feeling intense pressure to deliver packages fast and on time. At the Staten Island warehouse in New York yesterday, about 100 warehouse workers gathered to protest high injury rates and a grueling quota system that requires them to pack 2,000 Amazon orders a day. That's 4 packages a minute. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, let's first talk about this Staten Island warehouse.
Yeah.
This is a facility that, according to Amazon's own data, has an injury rate 3 times higher than similar work, warehouse work. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, Amazon has more data on everything than kind of anyone else, so they even know this. An OSHA report on the warehouse stated that that fulfillment center, which is where orders get to be mailed out to you, has a incident rate that is higher than any other job that is monitored by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is part of the Department of Labor, and is 3 times higher than the warehouse work average. The issue here is that Vox has reported, and others have reported, that Amazon workers just have to keep up this 2,000 unit per day thing. That's 4 items per minute. And if they stop just for a few seconds outside of their designated breaks, it hurts their performance evaluations.
I mean, it's part of being human, though, to stop at moments to take a types of things.
Not in a one day delivery environment, particularly as you get to Christmas. Right. This is the thing. Retailers, including Amazon, are competing to get things out faster and faster and faster. When you buy things on the Internet, there are some things that offer to deliver within a few hours. All of this is putting remarkable pressure, and the industry that deals with packing these goods is not evolving to sort of say maybe 2 breaks a day is not sufficient for people who have to pack this much stuff.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Amazon is making this huge investment in one-day shipping. And
yep.
I mean, how do these workers' complaints actually fit into that strategy? Do you think it might be this short-term pain as they transition to this, or is it a larger show of maybe workplace culture?
Yeah, they're worried that it's going to be a bigger problem, right? These workers are pushing for 3 30-minute breaks during a 10-hour shift, and then 2 15-minute breaks and a 30-minute break for lunch. So they're trying to figure out how to do this, but there are reports out there that this kind of work, the pain that comes from standing and packing boxes, could be a sign that people will develop certain disorders that they don't have, injuries to their joints, their ligaments, their muscles, their nerves, their tendons, repetitive strain injuries. So and by the way, that's all psychologically distressing too. So people really need this work. They take it, they work really hard, and then they get sick. So this is where, you know, they're trying to unionize at this particular plant, but there are real concerns that this has to be addressed now. We want faster goods for less money. There is an entire class of people who are now being affected by this. And it's not just warehouse workers, it's drivers too.
Drivers as well. Yeah, drivers as well. I mean, it really begs the question in the 30 seconds that we have with you. I mean, do we need to rethink our demand for this same day or one day shipping? Or can we actually turn the ship around? Is that already sailed? And how will we get through this?
Or there's a third option, that it's not all free, right? You want faster shipping and people have to work harder. We have to pay more. We have to have more shifts. We have to give people breaks. I think there's an answer to this, but we don't have it yet. And as we're gearing up, and every time you hit click, remember, we may be contributing to the problem.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tanya.